I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, this show is supposed to really focus on sex science, but we also have to look at science as things are happening today, because one of the great truths about sex is that you really cannot fully enjoy it if you're dead. And we have a lot of people who are leading us to our deaths. I'm talking about some state governments, I'm talking about the federal government, I'm talking about the very departments of our government that are supposed to protect us that are failing us massively. Worst failure in the world, but it continues on and is being made worse. The experts on the COVID task force have been sidelined and they brought in some crackpots to help fill it out a little more. And what has happened is truly astonishing because we've got the CDC, one of the most revered of American institutions. And I can tell you for a fact that many hospitals across the country no longer trust the CDC. And that is profoundly disturbing and profoundly astonishing and profoundly terrible. Now the FDA is no longer really credible. And that's disturbing. Not as disturbing as the CDC. The FDA does have a much longer history of being politically compromised and making political decisions instead of scientific decisions, but it's never been where it is now. I mean, their most notorious political intervention has been the years-long battle to get emergency contraception available over the counter. There was no science to make it not available. But there was plenty of politics to make it not. But now it's much worse. Now they seem to be approving a drug treatment, the plasma method, that doesn't have the science behind it yet. I don't know if you heard the speech from Dr. Stephen Hahn, who is head of the Food and Drug Administration, where he endorsed the use of convalescent plasma as some kind of miracle treatment for COVID-19. And he gave a statistic. And that statistic was a lie. It's not true at all. And using convalescent plasma, hey, it might work. But we don't know that for sure yet. And we don't know if there are problems down the line. And a lot of people are really worried that Trump is going to come up with a dangerous-to-use cure for COVID or treatment for COVID, something that isn't ready to go, that hasn't been studied well enough, and that could have side effects that kill the people who use the drug. And according to a lot of experts, that's not an unlikely scenario, especially when you see the FDA being forced, because we know Donald Trump pushed this, we know that, being forced to come out and give false information about science. And that is exactly what Dr. Stephen Hahn did. You cannot trust him. You cannot trust the FDA under Trump. You cannot trust the CDC under Trump. And that is a worse condition than I ever thought imaginable. Researchers from across the country have been complaining about Hahn's claim that there was a 35% reduction in death rate. That is not the case at all. And I don't see how he's not going to be forced to walk that back. But it actually gets worse. They have a new spokeswoman for the FDA. And it is not 100% necessary that a spokesperson be an expert, but I really don't see any credentials for why Emily Miller has this job. She is sort of a crackpot's crackpot. She was fairly famous for posing with guns. She's an attractive young woman. Trump seems to have a preference for young, vacuous blondes. And also blondes who are really good at lying, which Miller certainly is. She has been, you gotta put right-wing journalist in quotation marks because they don't actually journalist. They just make stuff up. So she had all sorts of conspiracy theories that she promoted about the Obama administration, how they're tracking law-abiding citizens with promotion of smart gun technology that would allow guns to be fired only by authorized users. So smart gun technology, that's bad, the thing that would reduce, hopefully, the number of people getting shot who shouldn't get shot. And she did the classic journalism move. If you can't get access, just make up quotes, which is what she did with presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. So she's a gun nut and a frequent liar. Perfect pick, but maybe not for the FDA. So now, as the spokesperson for the FDA, she's doing something the FDA has never done before, which is send out press releases that are heavily politicized, praising the president. Now remember, she used to work for One America News. That's the so-called news organization, which Trump and his close allies may have some investment in. And that's what they turn to, is OAN. Because they make Fox News look like, well, journalism in comparison. So the FDA now has a spokesperson who is a political crackpot and a liar who spreads misinformation. She's perfect for what the administration needs, but she's horrible for what we as citizens of the United States need. Commissioner Stephen Hahn needs to stand up. I mean, today, he stood on the lawn at the White House and let false attacks against his agency be said aloud, and he enthusiastically promoted false information. Step up. Tell the truth. As of now, your reputation has been destroyed. You need to fight your way back. And this is what he didn't step up to. This is what Donald Trump tweeted out. The deep state, or whoever, over at the FDA is making it very difficult for drug companies to get people in order to test the vaccines and therapeutics. Obviously, they are hoping to delay the answer until after November 3rd. Must focus on speed and saving lives. Well, speed doesn't necessarily save lives. But still, silence from Stephen Hahn. Speaking of destroying America's medical capability, we have seen exciting medical breakthroughs come from fetal tissue research. But there is a fetal tissue research ethics board whose job it is to kind of sign off on funding for fetal cell research proposals. So they sign off on these grants and these proposals. The problem is that the Trump administration has made sure that this is filled with anti-choice extremists who believe there is no such thing as ethical fetal tissue research. So they just say no to everything. You can't have an ethics board that doesn't believe that what they're supposed to be monitoring is ethical at all. That doesn't make any sense. Yes, proposals should be reviewed for ethical questions. There always are in medicine. But this isn't ethics. This is extremism. The 15-member board is chaired by Paige Comstock Cunningham. You might remember them from being president of Americans United for Life, an anti-choice group. David Prentice is on the board. He works for Charlotte Lozier Institute. They are a research organization with a strong anti-abortion agenda. Only one member of the board has ever participated directly in medical research using human fetal cell lines, and he denounced the entire review process as a travesty. How did Lawrence Goldstein get on this board? I mean, he's on with the faculty member for a campus anti-abortion group, a member of the Pontifical Academy for Life, an OBGYN who has advocated for limiting abortion access. Another is a prominent director for the National Catholic Bioethics Center. So it should come as no surprise that all of the proposals were turned down, except for one, where they wanted to look at ways to obviate the need for human fetal tissue research altogether. So that's what extremism gets you. And science in this country is under assault like it never has been before, at least in the modern era. And we're dying. And future people are going to die because of the research we can no longer do. People are dying now because of our anti-science with the COVID. The rejection of science kills. It does it every single time. And that's where we're at. So sure, this ethics board is a joke. And you can't expect anything better from Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, because he's got his own problems and his need to be slavishly devoted to Donald Trump. He could never admit how hopelessly biased this ethics board is. Next week, I'm sure we'll have plenty of fodder for this segment after having been through the entire Republican National Convention, where I'm guessing actual science will not be at the top of their agenda.